neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 167. I am Shannon and we got the original crew here. We got Pete with me.
Hey, Shannon.
Now, I'm a little rusty. I haven't been on the podcast in a while. I missed the last one. Yeah, I think Ryder ended up being sick. I can't remember what I listed at the last minute. Yeah, I've missed the last couple ones.
I know, we keep trying to get everybody on at once, and you know, we even had Jen on last episode.
Oh, okay.
She came in, and I'm trying to convince her to come on more often, but it's good to talk to you again. It's been a few episodes, I think.
Summer's been hectic.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been a great summer. It's been a great summer. School starts in Florida, starting on August 11th, or South Florida, the week of August 11th. So we're in back to school mode, but I like school because I love summer. But I also like school because it's like a routine. It's easier.
Right.
His school is very close. So.
Oh, yeah. It's parenting in the summer is much more difficult.
Yeah.
Complicated. Trying to figure out what you're going to do every week. And then usually planning some vacation. We would always like schedule different camps. And like she would like the zoo camp. But the way our zoo worked is like it repeated the same camp theme like a couple times in the summer. So you couldn't do it all summer. So she'd go like twice to that, and then we'd take her to the YMCA some, and then when she got older, she went to theater camps, and yeah.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I did send Ryder to the same camp. It was a gymnastics camp, which is great for Florida because it rains so much that they're active even when they're not. And then he also came home relatively clean because, you know, I have sent him to other camps, and you just wanted to hose him down before he got into the house. So he actually really liked it. It was great. But it was a good 10 miles from our house. So to and from twice a day. I'm spoiled because I work from home and his school is a mile. So ready to get back into it. But we did make a trip, a cool 4th of July trip. We'll talk about it at the end. But to Disney World. And I actually got to use the free water park perk.
Nice.
Which was nice. And got to see the fireworks from the Polynesian Beach. And then also made a trip to Universal and visited Epic again. But we'll talk about that at the end. But before we get into our news stories, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is DVC Rental Store. So if you are maybe interested in maybe becoming a DVC member, but you want to try it out first, you want to know what it's like to stay on property, renting points or using points, definitely hit up our friends at DVC Rental Store. They have booked reservations where you can kind of browse, see if they work with your dates, or if you are looking for a specific date, you can contact them between 7 and 11 months out to see if they will have a potential owner that will be able to book that for you. They can hook you up with all your rental needs, or maybe if you are an owner and you need to rent out your points, maybe you're not going to use them this year. They can help you with that too. So DVC Rental Store can help you with all of that. So let's go ahead. We have a couple stories, not a lot of news. Summer, it's kind of light, but we got a couple.
Yeah, for sure. This is a small thing, but a little bit of a surprise. But Disneyland is doing something special for their key holders. They can get a discount off the Lightning Lane for a limited time in August. And they announced that Magic key holders at Disneyland will be given an opportunity to purchase the Lightning Lane MultiPass for 50% off for 5 days in August from the 13th to the 18th. So I think that includes the weekend too, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the 18th is a Monday.
13th to the 18th. Prices normally start at $32 and go up from there. So you never know exactly what the Lightning Lane will cost you until you buy it. But the individual Lightning Lane rides, Rise of the Resistance and Radiator Springs Racers are not included in that deal. So you would, if you want to ride either of those, Disneyland MultiPass, I don't think you've used it out there, but I did last year when we went out for our trip, as well as went out for Oogie Boogie Nights. And I would say it's much better than Florida in that you can get
Remember, it was MaxPass when it was MaxPass. I thought it was better out there too.
first of all, it's a more of a day of opportunity. So there's no pre-booking, which didn't work great when they did it in Florida. But out there, there's more rides that you can choose from, a lot more rides in either park, but especially if you got hoppers. And then there's also typically less people using it because the annual pass holders typically don't buy it out there. Right, and that's right. The majority of customers out there. It's a good opportunity. I mean, if half off, you know, $16 a day. And I think we got, when we did it, we got like six or seven rides in a day. Mm-hmm. Some decent rides in that list too, like Space Mountain and also Big Thunder Mountain, I think we got, and a couple others. Pirates of the Caribbean isn't on the list anymore, so you can't Lightning Lane that one anymore. But a lot of the rides out there are, so there's good opportunities for that. So pretty good deal. Again, if you're out in California, you're an annual pass holder, 13th to the 18th might be a good time to go after work and, you know, stay till it closes. You get a lot of rides in probably.
Now, are they still doing reservations out there or no?
You know what? I am not sure.
Because I was wondering if they're thinking, okay, like that's a really light week for annual pass holders. Are they trying to get them into the park? I'm just curious. But or maybe just trying to get annual pass holders to try out, like, oh, okay, I'll try it out for $16.
I guess I'm thinking it's probably more that, because it to do it for only 5 days is hard to believe that it's like, oh, we don't have many reservations these 5 days, so let's give 50% off. I think it's more of, hey, let's see if we can get some pass holders to come and try it, and then maybe if they like it, they'll keep buying it every once in a while. Or maybe they're testing it out as a perk to see how it sells.
Right.
At 50% off, because, you know, maybe they'll do more of these if it sells well. One thing I think about is we went to a wedding at Disney and the reception was at the boardwalk. It was my nephew and they had a reception out on the lawn kind of behind boardwalk towards Swan and Dolphin. And it was really lovely, but they had a bar and it was like $18 for a glass of wine or something like that. And I always talk to the cast members, so I spent a lot of time talking to the cast members, and they sold at that price. They sold like 8 drinks for the entire afternoon. Uh-huh. And I was thinking to myself, does this make sense? Because like, if you're charging this much for drinks and nobody's buying them, wouldn't it make more sense to charge $10 for a glass of wine? And then you would sell 10 times the amount of wine.
Yeah.
You know, and there would still be a huge profit margin on it at $10 a glass. But it was so expensive. I did the same thing. I was like, I'm not drinking if it's $18 a glass.
Right.
It was crazy. So I wonder if this is the case that they're thinking that, oh, maybe at this price point, annual pass holders aren't buying. But if we test this lower price point, and of course, we're not going to lower prices, but we could offer discount days. And maybe that would increase the sales of...
Or a limited amount per day or certain days.
So maybe they're trying that out. Especially Lightning Lane literally costs them nothing. Better to make $16 or $0.
Right. And I would just say, like, don't think that this is going to get offered in Walt Disney World, because it's not.
No.
It is not.
No.
Especially, yeah. But I think it's great.
Yeah. Lightning Lane is the exact opposite in Disney World.
Everybody gets it. I have friends that have said, like, we're not going to Disney World because of Lightning Lane anymore. Because if they can't afford it in their budget, they feel like it's not worth going, which I can't disagree with. My brother and his wife went recently. They went in the end of June, and I actually did their Lightning Lanes. I was put friends in the account. So I was actually able to do the Lightning Lanes for them throughout the day. Because they were on my account and I could just book it for them so that they could enjoy it, because it was my niece who's 2. It was her first trip. And it was much easier to do it from my couch. And I was able to get everything. I was able to get Remy's. I worked for it, which is harder to do when you're in the park chasing a 2-year-old.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's part of the problem with it, right? Is like, how fun is it to like spend all your time on your phone when you're trying to enjoy the parks? Not that I won't do Lightning Lane, but I limit it to maybe 2 days of a trip. And I've also kind of reached a point where I'm like, you know what? I accept I only get 3 or 4 rides.
Yeah.
It's what I get. And I'd rather enjoy my day than spend the whole day chasing these. I don't know. Is it better than back when you had to run across the park to pull a fast pass?
I didn't like running, but I did learn to use Genie Plus. The Genie Plus was great, because Genie Plus you could stack, and that way we would just go in the afternoon and we were just like back to back to back to back to back. And it was great. I'm not a fan of the multipass. I've said it before.
Yeah.
But if I would purchase it if I went out to Disneyland, because we go to Disney World all the time. Well, not right now,
Right.
but usually we've been there a lot of times, so it's not a big deal for us. But Disneyland, we haven't been there in 4 years. I don't know when we're
Right.
going back. So it definitely I would purchase it. And but obviously I wouldn't be a key holder either. So I would be paying the $32.
Right.
By the time I go, it's probably gonna be like 40 or 50.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes sense. But that's, I think it's great. I know Gina's out there, right? She's in California, so hopefully some of our MyDVC Points community will be using it and taking advantage of the discount and letting us know how it is. Okay, so back to the East Coast, we have a new opening of the announcement of the Beak and Barrel opening date, and its menu is revealed. So Disney Parks blog has announced that the new Pirates of the Caribbean themed tavern at Magic Kingdom will have its grand opening on August 29th, with reservations opening on August 14th. The site also offered a look at their limited food menu and drinks, which includes Kraken's Catch. This cold salad is quite unique, with octopus tentacles marinated in lemon and lime juice and paired with olives, bell peppers, avocado, and piquillo pepper almond foam. That sounds actually really good.
Does it? It sounds like a no for me.
Oh, see, I think that sounds, I mean, it's just basically like cold calamari is
Well,
what it
yeah.
is. Yeah, but it sounds really good. To me, it sounds really good. Cook's Corn Griddle Cakes. This warm corn cake is stuffed with melted cheese, lime sour cream, chili peppers, topped with cotija cheese. There are two options, one with roasted corn and poblano peppers, or one with chipotle braised chicken. That has my husband written all over it, the chicken
That
one.
it sounds really tasty.
Yeah, that is, I forgot what it's called. Corn cake with melted cheese. It's called something. It's a Spanish, the name escapes me right now, but I'm not a fan of it. It's too heavy for me, but it is very tasty. Island Provisions, this shareable bite contains plantain chips. I love plantain chips. Blue corn tortillas and toasted flatbread served with various savory dips. That sounds amazing. And then in addition, there are specialty drinks, including non-alcoholic choices, including the Cursed Treasure, the Siren's Whisper, Barrels Ablaze, and Plunderer's Punch. And I'm really curious if this is going to be open for the parties, because I would
Yeah.
totally use get a drink during the we're going at the Halloween party in October. I really hope they keep this open, because sometimes the things close or they use them for
Treat
treat
stations.
stations and stuff. I
Yeah.
really hope this stays open, and I hope they maybe offer like specialty. I'm not really big in the specialty food items during the party, but I would love it if they were have something here, or maybe a specialty drink, for the
Yeah.
party. I think that would be fun. But I'm looking forward to seeing this when we go. Hopefully we'll get to see it when we go in October.
Oh, it's definitely gonna be popular.
Yeah, definitely gonna be popular. Is there anything you're excited about this?
I love the lounges and the taverns, so to me they're a lot of fun. We talked a few episodes ago about the theming in there and how it sounds like there's gonna be like an animatronic parrot that's gonna talk to the crowd and everything like that. So it looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun in there. I know similar to Oga's, they're gonna kind of limit how long you can stay.
Okay.
We haven't heard exactly how long that is. Oga's has kind of softened that, but when it first opened or for the first couple of years, I think you were allowed like 45 minutes in there,
Yes.
something like that.
Yeah, I
And they
remember
really
that.
like crank, they like order your drinks, and if you want two drinks, order them
Yeah,
both.
exactly.
I think it's going to start like that, where it's like you got 45 minutes, and you better order your food. There's only a couple of choices, so they'll have all these foods like pre-prepared. I would like to check it out in October myself when we're down there.
Now, how do we feel? I don't know if you've talked about this previously. How do we feel about alcohol being served not at a restaurant? Because obviously, alcohol being introduced in Magic Kingdom was a big deal when it was just beer and wine at a sit-down restaurant. How do we
Right.
feel about the bar at a bar?
Honestly, to me, they already like broke that.
I agree.
Once they broke the rule, it doesn't even like matter to me. I was not happy that they broke it originally. I kind of liked that, hey, this is an alcohol-free park. But if you're going to break it in, four places, I don't care if you break it in five. I mean, even if it's rum drinks instead of beer and
It's
wine.
not like you can get it's easy to get a drink, obviously, at Epcot, right? Like, super easy to get a drink at Epcot. But, like, let's think about, like, the other two parks, Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. It's pretty easy. There's a couple kiosks that sell alcohol.
Sure.
So it's very easy. This is somewhere where you almost have to get a reservation. And if you don't have a reservation, you can try and get there and put yourself on a wait list. But it's not somewhere where, like, oh, I could really use a drink and I could walk in. That's not what this is going to be. So it's not like someone's going to get trashed, you know.
Well, no, because it's a 2-drink maximum, right? So you would, I suppose if you really tried, you could like get one reservation and then have someone else book another reservation right after your reservation and go back in.
But who's going to do that, right?
But I agree, you don't want people stumbling around like you get at Epcot on a Saturday night. You know, I would hate to see that in Magic Kingdom, but hopefully that won't lead to that.
I don't see that, but I mean, let's be honest, one drink and I'm pretty much done. I remember when Ryder was a little and one of our first trips, I needed a drink. Like, it was just, he kept having meltdowns and we needed a break, but we didn't want to, we didn't really, because Magic Kingdom's hard to get in and out of, right? We needed a place to chill and Mama needed a drink. And I ended up getting on the app and I got, what's the place in Adventureland, the sit down restaurant?
Oh, the Skipper's Canteen?
Skipper's Canteen, yeah. So the Skipper's wherever. That, we ended up getting a reservation there and I got a glass of wine and we had like a couple appetizers and that was it. And then, that was the only thing I could do. And I didn't need to I just needed to sit down and have a glass of wine and we all needed to relax. To not have to do that, and then also to have other options besides beer and wine is also nice, because that's something that they introduced recently too. So I think it's good.
I'm not that bothered by it. I think I would dislike it if they started like having drink carts.
Yeah, me too.
In that park, it is the most family friendly park, certainly of the four, and I really feel like, you know, they should keep some standard to it, but. Again, once you put it in all the restaurants, sure, put it in a tavern, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought I was curious what we all thought of it. So let us know if you have your own thoughts, if you disagree with us. You know, let us know in the MyDVC Points community. I'd be curious if people are upset about it. But I think with Oga's, like, we went to Oga's when it first opened and we haven't been back since.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure some people do that. I've been to Oga's many times. After the first couple times, we did get 2 drinks. After that, it was just you get 1 drink, and then you maybe get one of the snacks, you know, to share or something. But as you say, it's a good place for a break. And that, to me, you know, I'm sure at first this is going to be very, very hard to get into. But I bet once it gets a little more old hat, you'll be able to, like, make same-day reservations and be able to get in there. Because once the novelty wears off, it'll probably be more reasonable. I don't know. Who knows? It might stay super busy, but...
Yep.
Yeah, I'll definitely be trying to pick up a reservation there come October.
Yeah, we'll try and get a reservation there. We are staying at Bay Lake Tower, so, and not driving up, because the last 2 years we've tried to drive up and go to the party the same day and we've hit like accidents and a 3-hour drive took 6. Mm. So we are going on a Sunday this time. Yeah. If it doesn't look like it's going to be open during the party, then I'll make a reservation before the party starts.
Because you can get in at like 4, right? Or something
4,
like that?
Yeah. So, and we'll be able to walk right over from Bay Lake Tower. So
nice.
Yeah. Very
looking forward to. That's especially nice at the end of the night.
That's the most important part is the end of the night. Yeah. Especially since Ryder is out of the stroller and way too heavy to carry and is very lazy.
Oh, and you'll have to let us know what the new room refurb looks like there, because
they're all done now, right?
Yeah, all the rooms that are open are done. They're on the last quarter right now.
Okay. But
all those rooms are obviously closed for refurbishment. The other 3 quarters is reopened, so every room that's available is refurbished.
Well, I'm looking for it. It looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of refurbishments, though, we got a bit of an update on the Animal Kingdom Lodge refurbishment coming up. Disney released an update on the refurbishment of the 2 Animal Kingdom Lodge resorts and said from October 2025 through May 2026, guest rooms at Kidani Village at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge will undergo refurbishment, followed by refurbishment work at Jumbo House from May 2026 through January 2027. Now, these aren't just the DVC rooms, but obviously, Kidani is all DVC. Jumbo House only has like 20% DVC or something like that, but they're still going to be doing all the DVC rooms. During these times, guests may see or hear construction work in the area. All amenities will remain available throughout the refurbishment. So it doesn't sound like they're going to do any other resort refurbishment at the same time. Animal Kingdom Lodge has actually the oldest room decor of any resort on property right now. They're the last resort to be refurbished, and this will also be the first hard goods refurbishment for this resort, which opened in 2007 and 2009, I believe, was, I think if I have those dates right, that's when Jumbo opened in 2007 and Kidani in 2009. So we're looking at almost 20 years, and they're supposed to do this every 14, right? And yeah. I know some of that got delayed with COVID, but still, that this is too long. We haven't seen any images of what it's going to look like, but we're fully expecting to get the fold-down Murphy-style bed and an extensive makeover, considering how different room decor has changed in the last 18 years. So I'm expecting like hardwood floors or laminate floors, I guess you would say, you know, and less carpeting.
I'm curious how they're going to do that, because a lot of the furniture is that it's all sourced from Africa.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The wood
yeah.
is all like sourced from Africa. So that's something where I always thought, like, how are they going to do this refurbishment? But I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. Well, and it's my main home resort and I love the resort. But yeah, I'm ready for a refresh. I actually almost am hoping, though, they keep the headboards for the beds because they're so beautiful. Those they could probably keep, but I think a lot of the rest of the furnishings need to change. That's starting just in October, so I think by the winter time or so. Actually, I'm staying there in January. Well, we're staying at Jumbo, so that won't be different. But hopefully we'll hear some things and get some images sometime in November, December to see what it looks like over at Kidani. That'll be cool.
Yep.
That's all we got?
That's all we got. I mentioned, have I been on the show since Epic? I can't remember. If you are interested in Epic content, Epic Universe content, I did post some videos and I did a recap video of whether I think it's worth it. And then also Ryder and I did our top 10. So you can go to that video just on my personal YouTube channel, Shannon Ford.
Top 10 out of 11 rides?
Well, I'm not even top 10, sorry. I just did a ranking. So it was 11 rides. Basically, yeah. I like 10 rides. There's one I just don't like. So
top 10 and bottom one.
Yes, exactly. And fortunately, Ryder and I, our bottom and our top was the same.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my kid. What can I say? And then, like I said, we're going to the party, which we're looking forward to. We got to figure out a costume. That's the next thing. Ryder did want to go, like, I think it was he was going to do Oswald again. I'm like, is this going to be like the fourth or fifth year? So
gotta change it up, kid.
I convinced him to not do Oswald this year. We're kind of coming up with a costume, but
they are shooting an Oswald movie though.
I saw it's
going to be relevant soon.
I know. I wanted him to dress up as Max, like Powerline Max, but he didn't.
Oh
do
yeah.
That
would be a good one.
Yeah. Cause he's in the show, but he doesn't want to do that. We'll come up with something. But and then you're going for Food and Wine. You're going to ride right after me, right?
Yeah, we've been to Disneyland Paris this year, but we have not been to Disney World since January of 2024. So it'll be, and that was when our daughter ended her college program. So it will have been like almost 2 years going at the end of October, which honestly is the longest we've gone in memory. Without going to Disney World. Yeah, actually, I already picked up our annual passes because they had the deal where you buy an annual pass. I think we talked about this on the last episode. You get the Sorcerer's Pass, the DVC Pass, and you get $75 gift card back. I figured, well, I'm going to buy them in 2 months anyways. I might as well buy them now and get $150, you know? And then this will be our first time for our daughter when she's old enough to drink for Food and Wine, because when she was down there, she was only 20. We're going to take her down for Food and Wine. We're going to spend a day at Epic Universe. We're going to check out Halloween Horror Nights because I think I was telling you before the show, October 30th, Halloween Horror Nights, $89. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, $229. So it was an easy choice between the two. And I think once you have older kids, I've only been to Halloween Horror Nights once and it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you don't like horror makeup and things like that, sure, or don't like being scared. But for me, I'm more of the technical guy, so I'm more like, wow, that makeup is really impressive. sure, yeah, yeah, you jump scare me a few times, but I'm more about looking at it and going, man, that's pretty good. Oh, that severed foot looks really good. You know? That's how are they doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun trip, but we got 6 days at Disney too, so we're not just doing Universal. I said we're just going to do one night for Horror Nights and then one day at Epic Universe and then the rest at Disney. We're staying at Boardwalk, which is, we have a small contract there. It's not enough for a week, but we didn't go last year, so we were able to stretch the point, go for a whole week. It's kind of exciting too, not having to change rooms. And because it's only 75 points, so normally you can't get a whole week for that.
right, yeah. No, but that's great. I mean, that sounds like a great trip. Like I said, we don't have any trips planned, which is really odd for us. But yeah. I turn 50 next year. So we are talking about Alani, because while we were at Polynesian for July 4th, we looked at the little kiosk where they have the, you know, you can choose how can you use your points, and they, you know, the selling, and they showed Alani, and Ryder goes, we should go there. And I was like, we should. I turn 50 next year. Like, yeah.
Sure. Twist mommy's arm.
and you know, Ryder, he'll be 10 and the kids club is there, and if we wait too much longer, I don't know when he'll be too old for the kids club, and mommy and daddy need that kids club. So that's what our plan is that we're going to, and because we don't have any plans to go this year, we'll probably be borrowing our points expire on July 31st. So my birthday's in July. We'll probably be using them and maybe borrowing and splurging for a one bedroom.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do miss the parks. I'm really excited. Ryder really wants to go ride Test Track, but we're also, there just isn't anything that's pulling me there. There's so much that's to be seen. It's kind of like, okay, we've been there, done that for now. I think probably we're at the break time, kind of like you had a 2-year break for a little bit. Kind of, I think that's where we're at.
We got very saturated because our daughter was working there and we went down like 5 times in 1 year. I would always joke and say, I don't know how many times would be too many times. And then we discovered five is too many times. So we've actually, like, we're looking forward to it. And like kind of the 2-year break has been just about right. I think if we had gone last fall for our usual trip, I think we wouldn't have been ready to go back. We would have honestly kind of been like, yeah, okay, we're going back. But you don't want to get there with Disney. I mean, it is an expensive place to go. So you want to be having a good time. And I'm sure there's people out there listening to this that are like, oh, I never get sick of it. And it's like, great, if you never get sick of it. But it wasn't that we were sick of it, but it was just like, let's do something else, right? Yeah. There's other things out there in the world, for sure. Yeah, and Alani is on our list, too. I don't think we're going to join you for your 50th, but soon, in the next couple of years, I want to get out there.
Yeah, well, so we're planning on going to SeaWorld, so in October.
Nice.
Yeah, so we hope he will be tall enough. He was 53 and a half in June. So 54 inches is really where he can ride all the coasters. And I mean, we already bought the ticket, so we're going whether or not he's tall enough. But I think it's an easy day. And the park closes early the day we go because it has their Halloween, which we looked at. But yeah,
theirs is very much for kids, though.
No. They have a Hallow Scream.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So we'll do the trick or treat trail that they have. They'll have that during the day.
Oh, I didn't know they had a scary one.
Yeah, they have a scary one. But the rides, like all the rides aren't open. Some of the rides are, some of the coasters, but not all the rides are. But yeah, Ryan would probably love it, but which would kill me because I'm not into scary stuff. Like, no.
Right.
So I like Mickey's Not So Scary. That's as scary as I want it to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know in the My DVC Points community, when is your next trip? Love to hear it. Are you guys planning on going out to the Halloween party? Let us know. Are you going to Jollywood Nights or Christmas party? And then anybody has tips for Alani, who's like, let me know, because I could use some booking tips and things to do in Alani, because that is going to be where my focus is for next summer. With that, we do want to give a shout out and thank you to our 3 sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial, for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.